This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Stephen Skeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. A bill supporters say would take asbestos cases out of the courts has cleared a major hurdle. The Senate voted overwhelmingly late yesterday to begin debate on legislation calling for creation of an asbestos trust fund. It would compensate individuals who claim they have been made sick by asbestos exposure. Still, the legislation faces an uphill fight, as Jack Spear reports.
Few issues have been as contentious as asbestos. A Supreme Court justice once referred to asbestos litigation as an elephantine mass moving through the court system. However, the issue of how to fairly compensate those whose illnesses were caused by asbestos exposure without causing companies to go bankrupt has so far defied easy solutions. Lobbyists on both sides of the issue have spent millions advancing their positions, something that was evident in Washington this week by a television ad sponsored by a group in favor of the bill.
Today, many veterans are sick because they were exposed to asbestos, and the current legal system isn't working. Now Congress is considering a solution, the Asbestos Trust Fund, paid for by companies, no taxpayer dollars.
But others say taking asbestos cases out of the courts and turning claims over to an industry-backed trust fund will harm victims and let defendant companies off the hook. Joan Claybrook is with the group Public Citizen.
We think this is a very unjust bill. It's a corporate bailout. It's written by and designed to protect the companies that exposed so many workers to asbestos, which is a deadly substance that can cause tremendous disease.
Paul Ziegelbaum was diagnosed with the worst kind of asbestos-related disease, mesothelioma. He says he was able to win a sizable court verdict, but worries the size of the proposed asbestos trust fund, $140 billion, won't be large enough to compensate victims.
I believe the fund is going to go bankrupt. I think it's going to leave victims in limbo between, you know, a bankrupt fund or a fund that's heading towards bankruptcy and the court system that would be closed to us.
However, backers of the bill, including Senate Republican Arlen Specter and Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy, have argued the size of the fund will be more than adequate. And on the Senate floor, Leahy urged his colleagues to act quickly on asbestos reform.
With every day we delay consideration of this bill, victims are dying, more companies are going bankrupt. The time has come now to pass this legislation.
In defending the bill, supporters point to the fact that more than 70 companies have now been bankrupted as a result of asbestos lawsuits, and they say the bill would give companies some certainty about their asbestos liability in the future. After averting a filibuster in the Senate, the measure called the Fairness in Asbestos Injury Resolution Act now goes to the full Senate, where there will likely be additional efforts to derail the measure. The House is considering its own asbestos legislation. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.